Right now, the FBI's MO is simply to find somebody they think's radicalized, go knock on their door, ask them if they're radicalized, which, of course, they deny. You know, if you're going to take these leads or these suspicions, or in the fact the San Bernardino, you know, the fact that the woman was, you know, clearly a Wahhabi, you know, a radical, you're going to have to get easier, you know, warrants to do entries. If they'd done an entry in that house, gotten a warrant, they would have discovered these people. But they're going to have to dig a lot harder, and the courts are going to have to be a lot more lenient.
So bottom line, the authorities are being more aggressive. They're out and about today.
They're going to have to be more aggressive because this attack has changed things. It's changed the landscape. Americans want something done. It's been 14 years since 9/11, and we are no safer. And it's more of these homegrown attacks. But I'm not even sure this was a homegrown attack. I mean, I think that the tendency now is to look at the woman as the one who radicalized her husband. And people, shooters, will tell me that, you know, her actions during this attack suggests she got some sort of training.
Give me a sense of what your thought is on women as militants and as suicide bombers. Not as recent or as new as we think it is, huh?
No, it's not. I spent a long time investigating suicide bombers. Visiting Israeli prisons. I mean, they are as capable as men. I mean, they're good shots. They can be relied upon to hit their plunger on a suicide vest. They're good for this role that the Islamic State has picked them for.
Former CIA operative Robert Bayer, J.J. Green, WTOP News.